2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and right now 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Crash free on the Valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this half hour. The Grantsville teen accused of killing his mother and three siblings is expected in court this afternoon. His defense team said they were close to reaching a deal, and this deal could be presented to the judge today. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Maria, during the last hearing, defense attorneys for Collins C.J. Haney say they were close to reaching that deal with prosecutors. They just needed more time to finish it. And neither side, though, was at liberty to discuss the specifics of the deal. However, prosecutors had said in the past that the community would not be necessarily surprised by that deal if it happens, and that the deal would have to include community safety to be accepted. Haney is accused of killing his mother, two sisters, and a brother, and he faces at least 25 years in prison, but the death penalty is off the table. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
An officer involved shooting in West Valley City sent one man to the hospital earlier today, although he is expected to recover. Police say the alleged burglar was spotted with a metal pipe trying to break into homes near 48th West and 39th South.
We were called out here to investigate that. Once we arrived, they attempted less lethal options, which were unsuccessful.
Lieutenant Levi Floyd with West Valley PD says one officer shot the suspect, and the officer is now being placed on administrative leave. The 25-year-old man who was shot is recovering following surgery. KSL's top national stories this hour following from ABC News. A pipeline that supplies fuel to much of the East Coast is offline for the third day in a row. The Colonial Pipeline Company says it was hit by a cyber attack. Hackers demanded a ransom and the pipeline had to shut down. John Katsimides is a New York City businessman who is also the CEO of United Refining Company. He believes the incident will cause gas prices to soar.
I think it's going to go higher, but because of this situation, it's going to go higher even more than it was anticipated. You know, it could go $3, $3.50, $3.25, $3.50.
The increase in gas prices will also likely raise prices on consumer goods and groceries. The Biden administration is waiving regulations to 18 states on transporting fuel. President Biden addressed the pipeline ransom attack just moments ago, speaking to reporters at the White House.
Over the weekend, at my direction, the Department of Transportation issued an emergency order to loosen restrictions on truck drivers in order to allow more fuel to be transported by a tanker. We're prepared to take additional steps depending on how quickly the company is able to bring its pipeline back to full operational capacity.
The president also says the FBI and Department of Justice are working to stop further ransomware attacks. Higher education has also been the target of recent ransomware attacks, including at the University of Utah. The U paid over $457,000 after an attack last year. Spokesperson Chris Nelson says it's partly just the cost of doing business.
I just go back, and I think most large organizations like ours have, you know, insurance for this type of thing. And I hate to say it's the cost of doing business again, but I think in a modern world where you have a large enough organization, you know, I think everybody's vulnerable.
The attack went after encrypted student and faculty data, though the school says no central IT systems were compromised. University of California, San Francisco also paid a ransom last year of $1.1 million to recover data in a similar attack. A large-scale investigation is underway in Colorado Springs after a mass shooting at a birthday party over the weekend. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Inside a Colorado Springs mobile home, police say they found six adults dead. A seventh was sent to a hospital where he died. Police believe there was a birthday party underway and that a boyfriend of one of the women at the party arrived and shot most of the adults who were there. He then killed himself. Children at the party were not injured.
No word on a possible motive in that attack, but the investigation is ongoing. A shelter in place at Union Middle School in Sandy is over after police investigate an empty rifle bag outside the school today. Sandy Police Sergeant Clay Swenson says they wanted to check the classrooms out of an abundance of caution.
They wanted to ensure that just because of the location of it, that they didn't have anything inside the school, any weapons or anything like that. So officers are just checking the area, checking classrooms individually.
The shelter in place was lifted just after 11 this morning. Police in New York are looking for the gunman who shot bystanders in broad daylight in Times Square Saturday. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports a quick-thinking officer rushed a young girl to safety.
Officer Alyssa Vogel wrapped a tourniquet around the leg of a four-year-old girl before sprinting through Times Square to carry her to a waiting ambulance. Vogel told ABC News her motherly instincts kicked in.
I just had an instinct to pick her up and run her to the ambulance that was down the block. And that's when I sprinted with her.
Vogel said the girl remained calm throughout. The girl's mother, dad, and aunt were traumatized by the shooting. It appears an illegal street vendor meant to target his brother after an argument, but instead struck the girl and two women who are now all okay. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Coming up on KSL, the out-of-control Chinese rocket is back to Earth, but now there's a dispute on where it actually crashed. Plus, look at your noontime drive.
We do have a crash reported in West Valley, 7200 West, 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
If they're hesitating, if they're vacillating back and forth, do I get it? Is it going to be too complicated? An uncertain voter rarely votes.
Join and expanded insight sources from 1 to 3. This afternoon, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Doug Ryden. As I was pulling in the Burt Brothers location that is closest to our home the other day, I couldn't help but reflect in the, now we don't measure it in years, we measure it in decades that we have been going into Burt Brothers. I just so appreciate every time I go in there, they welcome you, they just make you feel at home, and you can really count on them taking care of your vehicle. It is so comfortable for me to recommend Burt Brothers to family and friends. As a matter of fact, everybody in our family goes into Burt Brothers. I've joked about this before. My mother thinks she is something really extra special because she'll go in and they'll take care of her tires, they'll top off her fluids, and I don't dare tell her, you know, they do that for everybody. You're going to love doing business with Burt Brothers. And by the way, if you're heading out, go to burtbrothers.com, schedule your free road trip ready safety check. They're great folks at Burt Brothers. We've counted on them for decades. Go to burtbrothers.com for the location near you.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top local story, a Grantsville teen is due in court today. He's accused of killing his mother and three siblings. His defense team says they are close to reaching a deal that could be presented to the judge today. KSL News Time, 1208. The president of the International Olympic Committee is canceling an upcoming trip to Japan due to the surge in COVID cases in the country. The IOC chief is pushing his trip back. He was set to meet the torch relay next week. There is a state of emergency in Tokyo and many other parts of the country right now. The Olympics are scheduled to open in just over 10 weeks. A former NFL player says he's no hero, even though he rescued a driver from an exploding vehicle. Details now from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Brandon Bear was just heading to work when he watched a freight train slam into a semi-truck, causing it to explode. He called 911 and then ran to pull the driver from the burning wreckage. Bear, who played in the NFL as a defensive lineman, tells the East Idaho News he's a man of faith and believes the driver was supposed to live. Bear's a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and says he's learned to listen to his gut and the promptings you get. Bear stayed with the driver until emergency crews arrived. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Controversy over doping at the Kentucky Derby. The winning horse, Medina Spirit, tested positive for a steroid. Trainer Bob Baffert says the results were like a gut punch. ABC's T.J. Holmes says Medina Spirit is slated to race in the Preakness Stakes this coming weekend.
Baffert says Medina Spirit is going to actually continue racing in all the races for the Triple Crown while they await test results. Now, if the second test comes back and Medina Spirit is disqualified, then the runner-up would then move up to be the winner.
Racing officials say the substance is legal but can't be in a horse's system on race day. A leopard is on the loose after escaping a zoo in China. Three leopards got out over a week ago. Only two have since been recovered. The zoo didn't inform the public until this weekend after some people spotted the big cats roaming about. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening on this Monday?
Well, it's kind of quiet out on the Valley freeways, but we'll take that. Very light traffic and no accidents or delays. And that does include I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. But we have had a couple of surface street crashes. We had one at 7200 West, 2100 South. That's in the cleanup stages. And Salt Lake PD now on the scene of a crash with possible injuries. State Street at 600 South. At Friendly Home Services, get a Friendly AC tune-up for $33 or $2,500 off a new AC with installation. Call or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Sky's clearing for the most part aside from an isolated shower, too. The high of 59. Tomorrow, more sunshine at 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A bit of sunshine and 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, markets are still reacting to Elon Musk's SNL appearance, but the billionaire could be in trouble for joking about the cryptocurrency. We'll have more coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Kick off your summer of fun with family and friends at America's favorite car show. It's the Good Guys Second Race Deck Salt Lake Nationals, and it's all going down May 21st through the 23rd at the Utah State Fair Park. Check out thousands of classic hot rods, muscle cars, and trucks, and don't miss the action-packed Good Guys CPP Autocross Racing Series, a tire-smoking burnout competition, and a rowdy Nitro Thunder Fest Dragster Exhibition. It's all happening at the Utah State Fair Park in Salt Lake City, May 21st through the 23rd. We're the Good Guys. Get details and health and safety guidelines at good-guys.com.
Should you cover your air conditioner for the winter? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you don't need to cover it, but you're not hurting anything if you do. Unless you forget to uncover it in the spring when you turn your AC back on. Unfortunately, we get calls every year where homeowners forget to uncover their air conditioner. Do yourself a favor. Before you turn your AC on this year, take a few minutes and look around the outside unit and make sure it's clear of obstructions. Remove anything covering it. Make sure that the bushes and shrubs are trimmed back at least 18 to 24 inches and rinse off the coils with your garden hose. If you've tried those things and you find yourself with an air conditioner that still isn't working, consider calling Any Hour Services. We've put together an air conditioner troubleshooting special for any homeowners listening. For only $29, we'll send one of our certified HVAC technicians to your home to troubleshoot why your air conditioner isn't working, give you a summary of their findings, and present you with repair options. To find out why your air conditioner isn't working for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
If you're looking for a diamond engagement ring, then you gotta come to Shane Company. We're hearing from customers that it's slim pickings out there. Other jewelers just aren't able to offer a lot of options. They're trying to sell you lower quality or lab-grown diamonds, and it might be a month before you even get the ring. All right, so look, at Shane Company, because we pay cash at the source and work with partners we've had for generations, we have more diamonds to choose from than anywhere else. Always natural, always conflict-free. Our selection is amazing. Looking for a pear-shaped diamond? We've got those. Looking for a cushion cut? Got those too. Don't know what a cushion cut is? We can show you. Or maybe you want to go with the classic round. We've got them in stock in every price range. Don't just settle for any diamond. Visit us at the store or shop online where shipping is fast and free.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, and online at shaneco.com.
This portion of our news sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Grantsville teen accused of killing most of his family goes back to court today. His defense team said they were close to reaching a plea deal last time. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Biden administration is working to keep gas prices from spiking after a ransomware attack on a major fuel pipeline. The administration is waiving regulations to 18 states on transporting fuel. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are traveling the Valley freeways, you're good to go. No accidents, no delays. Downtown drivers, though, heads up. We do have a crash with possible injuries reported at 600 South and State. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sky's clearing at around 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Minutes ago at the White House, President Biden addressing the cyber ransom attack on the fuel line that supplies nearly half of the gasoline and other fuels consumed in the Northeast.
The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity as quickly and safely as possible.
The FBI has determined that the hack is the work of the Eastern European extortionist known as Darkside, operating largely out of Russia. Biden also announcing the rollout of $350 billion in funding for state, local, and tribal governments from the COVID relief bill. In Jerusalem, air raid sirens as rockets fired from the Gaza Strip rained down on the city. No immediate reports of injuries. Meanwhile, Gaza health officials said 9 people, including 3 children, were killed in an explosion in the northern Gaza Strip. All this after intense clashes between police and Muslim demonstrators at a holy site.
On the large compound that houses the Al-Aqsa Mosque, hundreds of Palestinians throwing stones, iron bars, Molotov cocktails, some from even inside the mosque. Israeli police firing tear gas and stun grenades. At least 270 Palestinians have been injured, according to the Palestinian Red Crescent. Anger over Israeli Ramadan restrictions and the possible eviction of Arab residents from East Jerusalem fueling these protests. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Washington State with a bump on the road to reopening.
In Washington State, reopenings are on hold. Overall, COVID cases are beginning to level off and might even be beginning to drop again. But Dr. Nathan Schlicker with the Washington Medical Association says the state is not in the clear.
We are seeing, hospitalizations getting pretty high again.
Washington is one of 12 states the CDC says are still seeing high rates of community transmission.
People need to still be respectful, following the rules.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The markets, especially Dogecoin, are still reacting to Elon Musk's night hosting SNL. ABC's Eva Pilgrim has the latest.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk!
Billionaire Elon Musk making his late-night debut, hosting Saturday Night Live, the tech giant poking fun at himself and his sometimes controversial persona.
I reinvented electric cars, and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship. Did you think I was also going to be a chill, normal dude?
And also making a personal revelation.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So we'll make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight.
And while the Tesla and SpaceX founder landed some jokes, his comments on cryptocurrency moved the market, but some investors weren't laughing.
Well, now, the Doge father.
Musk's cheerleading has fueled a meteoric drive for the cryptocurrency that once started as a joke that then rose over 23,000% in 1 year.
What is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man?
Dogecoin down roughly 36% by the end of the show, possibly drawing attention from federal regulators.
He has a history of running afoul of the SEC because of his tweets, because of the things he said about financial investments in the past. But what is the SEC going to do here? I mean, he's making jokes. He was literally on a comedy show talking about a joke cryptocurrency.
Now, the cryptocurrency actually traded so actively that Robinhood announced early Sunday morning it was having issues processing those crypto trades. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
It's not been a bad drive at all on the Valley freeways. That's the good news. You still may see the final cleanup of an earlier crash in West Valley, 7200 West, 2100 South. We also have a crash downtown at 600 South and State Street. But overall, not too bad for a Monday noontime drive. Your home has been your sanctuary. This spring, brighten your landscape with bedding plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Find Olson's flowers at Home Depot, Costco, and Walmart to brighten your world this spring. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's check the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sky's clearing, temperatures topping out of the high 50s. Tomorrow we get more sunshine at 65, and then a lot of sun. It's warmer on Wednesday. We get up to 76 degrees, and then much warmer by Thursday. Kind of summer-like again. We're up to 82 on Thursday, mostly sunny. Sunshine on Friday, we're up to 83. Partly cloudy on Saturday, 83 degrees as well, and then more clouds on Sunday, but warm, 77. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's a beautiful day, 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Taking a quick check of your markets. Ooh, the NASDAQ down by nearly 300 points. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up next.
You step on the trail. The harmony begins. Each footfall its own percussion. The trees swaying in the breeze, like notes echoing in the concert hall. As you climb, momentum builds. The music surrounds you. You're there. The peak. The finale. The symphony is everywhere. Experience a live performance at Abravanel Hall or stream from the comfort of your home. Learn more at utahsymphony.org. Coming up in May at Abravanel Hall, Beethoven's Symphony 1 and guest soloist Demare McGill perform Jolivet's Suite en Concert, May 20th through the 22nd. And our 2021 season concludes with Copeland's Appalachian Spring, May 27th through 29th. Tickets starting at as little as $15 are on sale now. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
I get a call from one of our Whipple Service Champion technicians. He's on a 3-year-old AC repair. He tells me, it's burnt out. I gotta see this. 3 years old? Good equipment installed properly and maintained the way we do it at Whipple Service Champions lasts 15 years plus. The most important day in the life of an AC system is the day it's installed. The second most important day is the day once a year when you have it properly maintained. A tune-up by a Whipple Service Champion doesn't cost you money, it makes you money. It extends the life of your equipment, increases efficiency, and reduces breakdowns. Isn't that what you want? People ask, how can you be sure with so many technicians that everyone does the job right? It's the Whipple Service Champion's systemized approach. Over 200 hours of training, certifications, checklists, and inspections. See the difference? Get our on-special $44 AC tune-up. Call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Do you know how much equity is in your house? Equity appreciation is growing at record amounts, and Associated Mortgage can help put that equity to work for you. Associated Mortgage rates are at historic lows. Today's rate is just 2.375%. With rates this low, now is the best time to refinance and lower your monthly mortgage payment. Associated Mortgage has programs to lower your payment and drop PMI forever. Refinance and get funds to make home improvements, pay down debt, or take that needed vacation. Call Associated Mortgage and get the best rate now. now at 2.375%. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999 for a 2.375% 30-year rate and a free mortgage analysis. 2.46% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000. OAC Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
KSL News Time, 1223. Despite concerns, no injuries after a Chinese rocket fell back to Earth. But now there's some discrepancy between Chinese and U.S. officials as to where it landed. ABC's Gio Benitez has more.
China says it re-entered near the Maldives, disintegrating in the sky with debris landing in the Indian Ocean. But the U.S. believes it happened over the Arabian Peninsula. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson saying in a statement, it is clear that China is failing to meet responsible standards regarding their space debris.
China is expected to launch 12 more rockets like the one that fell as it tries to complete its space station. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. Amazon says they are cracking down on counterfeit products. Company says it blocked more than 10 billion suspected phony listings last year before those items could be sold. That's an increase of about 67% from the year before. Summer jobs for teens are making a comeback. Demand for workers is up in jobs typically filled by teens. Think about childcare, hospitality, and retail. Youth summer employment has been trending downward since the 1970s. The richest man in the world will soon have one of the largest super yachts in the world. Jeff Bezos' $500 million yacht is almost complete after he ordered it about 2 years ago. It will span well over a football field and feature several decks. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 127 points. It sits right now at 34,905. S&P is down by 22. The NASDAQ, though, right now is that's where the big losers are. NASDAQ down by 292 points. That is more than 2 full percent. A good reminder to watch your child when it comes to online shopping.
4-year-old Noah from New York is a big fan of SpongeBob SquarePants. He also likes Ice Pops. Somehow, Noah found his way into his mother's Amazon account and ordered not just one, but a total of 51 cases, totaling 918 of those yellow square Ice Pops, costing his mom over $2,600. Unfortunately for his mother, a social work student, Amazon has a no-return policy for items like this.
Oh my goodness, he'll be eating them until he's 30. America in the Morning is Linda Kenyon reporting on that. A fundraiser was set up to pay for the 918 Ice Pops at last check. Over $23,000 was raised. We will update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
You know these voices, and they've never been easier to find.
Amanda Dixon, Tim and I start your morning with all news from 5 to 9.
Dave Andujanovic going deep on the biggest breaking stories from 9 to noon.
Maria Chaleos with a full hour of news from 12 to 1.
Boyd Matheson thinking differently about the news from 1 to 3.
And Jeff Kaplan. My minute of news is part of your afternoon from 3 to 7.
Sun up to sundown.
It's KSL News Radio, Utah's all day companion for news.
Alumna Harrington here. Say it with me. Spring is here. It's time for a fresh start, a new outlook, new possibilities, and a new way to potentially make money on your own time. Maybe you just need extra income. Maybe it's a college or a vacation fund. Or maybe you're ready to replace your current full-time job. You have to give Try Day Trading a closer look. And for just $10, why not? Try out their proprietary software. Work one-on-one with them. See how it all works for 30 days for just $10. You'll learn firsthand how traders win and why TriDay Trading lets clients trade with their money. The potential is unlimited. Day traders are making money no matter which way the market is headed and in any economy. You don't have to take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. Give it a try. Use the software. Ask the questions. Find out if TriDay Trading is for you. Just $10 for 30 days. TriDayTrading.com. The place to go to get started, TriDayTrading.com.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
So far, so good on the Valley freeways. We still have no accidents reported there, although we have had just a little bit of unusual busy traffic westbound on I-80 approaching the I-215 West Belt area. Overall, still a very good drive in progress. And for those in the downtown area, watch for an accident at 6 South and State. Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at skinnyutah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, a few showers remain in place. Otherwise, we're looking at some clearing skies. Temperatures around 60. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. Well, we did have some sunshine. The sun has gone behind the clouds right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 54 degrees. Our top local story this half hour. An alleged burglar shot by police in West Valley is expected to recover. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Cops say the man was armed with a metal pipe, and several homeowners near 48th West and 39th South called into dispatch to report what they were seeing.
Breaking windows in several houses and possibly trying to enter some of them.
Lieutenant Levi Lloyd with West Valley PD says they first tried to arrest the man by using non-lethal tactics, specifically a taser, although that was unsuccessful. Eventually, one officer shot the 25-year-old man, and he was sent off to the hospital. He's now recovering following surgery, while the officer who shot him has been placed on administrative leave. An investigation into the shooting is being handled by Unified Police. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. The Biden administration is reversing a federal policy that deals with discrimination against the gay and transgender community. ABC's Aika Jokchi is in Washington with the latest.
The Department of Health and Human Services reaffirming that federal laws forbidding sex discrimination in healthcare also protects gay and transgender people. The announcement is a rollback of a Trump administration policy that tried to narrow the legal protections against discrimination in health by issuing rules that define sex as gender assigned at birth. Hospitals, clinics, and other medical providers can now face government sanctions for violating the policy. Aika Jokchi, ABC News, Washington.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says he supports several of his fellow Republican governors' plans to roll back enhanced unemployment benefits.
It is a terrible jobs report, not what we were expecting at all, but that's what happens when we pay people not to work. Now, again, there are families that are struggling. We want to help them out, but at some point we have to roll that back.
President Biden has said the extra benefits do not act as a disincentive for people returning to work. President Biden telling reporters earlier today that the economy is recovering and disagreeing with those who say people aren't returning to work because they can make more on unemployment benefits.
Americans want to work. Americans want to work. As my dad used to say, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity, your place in the community, being able to look your kid in the eye and say everything's going to be okay. I think the people who claim Americans won't work, even if they find a good and fair opportunity, underestimate the American people.
The president also told reporters at the White House today that forecasters are projecting the fastest economic growth in nearly 40 years. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio. Boyd Matheson will join me in just a few minutes to discuss the president's economic plan as he meets with Republicans and Democrats later this week. Other national stories KSL is following. rocket attacks are reported in southern Israel today, with Hamas claiming responsibility. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. Earlier today, Israeli police fired tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber bullets during clashes with Palestinians as the tensions escalate. There's a new incentive for people who ride the Metro transit system in New York City and outlying areas. Governor Andrew Cuomo says there will soon be pop-up vaccination sites at subway and commuter rail stations. Anyone who gets a shot will get a free 7-day Metro card. It's part of New York's efforts to encourage more people to get vaccinated.
Why wouldn't you do it? No excuse. You're walking there anyway. It's Johnson & Johnson one shot. You don't have to schedule a second shot. You don't have to go back to that station. And you have a financial incentive.
People who are vaccinated can also opt to receive two free one-way trips aboard the Long Island Railroad or Metro North. Senator Mitt Romney is being censured by the Weber County GOP. A resolution to censure the senator over his votes to convict former President Trump at his impeachment trials passed 116-97. The resolution also thanked the other member of Utah's congressional delegation for their votes against what is called the Democrats' politically motivated articles of impeachment. Romney was not censured by the state Republican Party last week, though it was considered. Ford is recalling some Ford Explorers over concerns that the roof rails can fly off while driving. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
It's a pretty easy fix. Dealers will just need to install push pins to keep the roof rail down and check for any broken rail clips. The problem has been retention pins coming loose and then the roof rail rips off. It can hit other vehicles when you're on the freeway. The recall covers 2016 to 2019 Ford Explorers.
More than 620,000 explorers are on that recall list. A Utah woman is hoping to summit Mount Everest this week. Jen Drummond is actually using Everest as a training run in her quest to summit the second highest peaks in every continent. Drummond spoke with KSL News Radio's outdoor show on Saturday. She says so far, no one has been allowed to summit Everest this season. Still to come on Utah's new news, Boyd Matheson joins me to discuss the president's economic plan. The president is set to meet with Republicans and Democrats to work on the plan this week. Plus, look at your noontime drive.
Still looking at a really nice drive for the noon hour on your Salt Lake County freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Dave.
Let's not worry about Big Brother. Let's just make the decision ourselves.
Dude Janovic.
I'm going to lay out how these programs in several states work.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time.
Between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Oh, Amanda, our friends at UCCU are thrilled to announce the opening of a couple of new branches, one in Draper, one in Harriman.
And to celebrate, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
For those who don't know what a UTV is, it stands for Utility Terrain Vehicle, also known as side-by-side, and it means fun for you and your family this spring and summer.
I saw this one, and it's beautiful, too. And entering is so easy, and it only takes a minute.
To enter to win, just stop by either one of UCCU's new branches.
In Draper, they're at 123rd South, or in Harriman, they're located on Rosecrisp Road.
You can also enter now by visiting uccu.com. It only takes a minute. Again, uccu.com.
Plus, right now, when you transfer the balance you owe on a credit card or auto loan to UCCU, they'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or you pay you $100 cash guaranteed.
Why shop for loans anywhere else than the low-rate leader? The more loans you switch to UCCU, the more you're going to save. Visit UCCU.com to learn more or start saving today. UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Did you know that we can now effectively treat ED without pills, injections, or surgery? That means no more side effects. Wasatch Medical Clinic now uses the two most advanced forms of wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology is the new standard of care. It's proven to restore blood flow where you want it, when you want it. Imagine getting that spontaneity back into the relationship. We're the leading experts of this technology, with patients describing results as life-changing. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but this week only, new patients get $300 off, plus free testosterone. This is an enormous amount of value. Put a stop to your ED. Call us now to qualify. This promotion ends this week. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic, 801-901-8000.
thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story this half hour, a man suspected of burglary is expected to recover after being shot by police in West Valley City. Officials say the man was armed with a metal pipe and several homeowners had their windows broken. KSL News Time, 12:38. The president is pushing his economic and infrastructure plan at almost every chance he gets. And this week, he'll meet with Democrats and Republicans. And Boyd, what's going to happen at those meetings?
Nothing.
A lot of schmoozing?
Absolutely nothing. It will be a lot of schmoozing. It will be a lot of chatter. It will be a lot of press conference words coming out of those in terms of important discussions. I think the real hard work and heavy lifting of this is going to be done in the Senate, where most of the challenges are. It is interesting that the president is bringing in a good number of Republicans, especially to talk about the infrastructure piece. He also has a lot of the more moderate Democrats, Joe Manchin, Senator Sinema from Arizona, who will be coming in. And I think what they're going to start to do is you'll start to see that big $2.3 trillion infrastructure package start to shrink just a little bit, or possibly even be sliced into two or three pieces that might be a little more manageable to get through the Senate.
So is it all for show, or does the president actually want to compromise on these things?
I think that the president is genuinely open to compromise on the infrastructure bill in particular. He said that from the beginning, 2.3 was his wish list, and he was willing to negotiate. And, of course, the Republicans have put out one that's about a third the size. Actually puts a little more into roads and bridges. And so I think what they will end up doing is carving out some of those other things that may not really be infrastructure. So this week is, we're calling this messaging week in Washington, and you're going to see a lot of that. A lot of sound bites from both sides of the aisle, and we'll see where they all end up.
So neither side likes to carve them into smaller pieces, though, because then everybody doesn't get everything they want, correct?
That's right. But this is how it's supposed to be done. This is what we should demand of our elected officials, because when you have a $2.3 trillion package, thousands of pages of text that nobody will have read, that's where all the bad things happen. And it's that same thing whenever we hear those words behind closed doors. Every one of us as voters and citizens should kind of get a shiver up our spine, because that's where really bad spending happens, bad programs begin, and the things that take a long time to unwind get put into law.
Well, we will watch closely. Thank you, Boyd.
All right. Thanks,
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources from 1 to 3, and you'll hear much more on that topic. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, found any problems for us?
It's been pretty quiet along I-15 until now. We do have a new accident in Draper, northbound I-15, 114th South, but they are quickly getting it moved out of traffic over to the shoulder. So we're not seeing any kind of real backups from that area. We also have a couple of new surface street crashes, one in South Salt Lake, State Street, 3400 South. And a crash. Now, this is going to be cleared pretty quickly just due to the nature of the crash. A hit and run at 3500 South at about 20th West in West Valley. Pioneer Theater Company returns to the stage in 2021. Visit pioneertheater.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Had some rain earlier, but sky is clearing into the high 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 65 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A bit breezy and 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, concerns over safety for the homeless in downtown Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik goes in depth on our series, Homeless and the Streets. That's coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Utahns have heard for many years that we're in a drought and experiencing climate change, and you've got questions. Join Understanding the Science, a virtual event brought to you by the University of Utah College of Science. This event brings scientific experts, government leaders, and community advocates together to discuss how drought and wildfires are affecting Utahns and the state's economy. This special presentation features Professors Bill Anderegg and Mitchell Powers, Tim Holtz of the Gardner Policy Institute, and moderated by Tom Thatcher of Intuitive Funding. It all happens Thursday, May 13th at 7 p.m. Get your questions answered about future threats posed by wildfires and other natural disasters by some of Utah's leading researchers and scientists. That's Thursday, May 13th at 7 p.m. Go to science.utah.edu and click on events to register. That's science.utah.edu and click on events. Understanding the Science is hosted by the University of Utah College of Science and sponsored by Intuitive Funding. Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Appeared to be armed with a blunt metal object, was breaking windows in several houses.
Second, a Grantsville teen is due in court today. He's accused of killing his mother and three siblings. His defense team says they are close to reaching a deal and that could be presented to the judge today. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a small crash on Draper's northbound I-15 at 114 South and in South Salt Lake. An accident called out at State Street and 3400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Guys, clearing 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A bit of sunshine and 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
After a brazen hack attack on a major U.S. energy pipeline, President Biden today.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has determined Colonial's network was infected by ransomware, and it's a criminal act, obviously.
And the FBI confirming that the criminal gang DarkSide is behind the attack that compromised Colonial Pipeline. Mr. Biden also announcing the rollout of $350 billion in federal funding for state, local, and tribal governments, money that was included in the American Rescue Plan. Gaza health officials say nine people, including three children, have died in a blast in the northern Gaza Strip. Cause unknown, but it came as Gaza militants were firing rockets into Israel today. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of crossing a red line in rocket attacks on Jerusalem and promising a tough response. Mother's Day weekend saw the nation set a pandemic record for air travel. The TSA says just over 1.7 million people were screened at airport checkpoints on Sunday. That's the highest number since March 2020. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Some business owners and residents in an area of downtown Salt Lake are voicing their concerns about a lack of safety. One property manager on North Temple says so far the city has done nothing to address widespread drug use and lawlessness. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik goes in-depth on our series, Homeless and the Streets.
I honestly don't know what the answer is. I think somebody needs to come up with something that can help these people. I mean, there was a kid there that couldn't have been more than 15 years old smoking crack.
Jared Smart is a property manager with Bonneville Realty Management. For about the past 4 years, he's managed the commercial property at 838 West North Temple. He says while homelessness and some inevitable drug use has popped up throughout those 4 years, it's now gone beyond control in the past couple of months.
We have a grounds maintenance crew. They were cleaning up needles everywhere. And one day we picked up 26 used needles.
And when it comes to safety, or a lack thereof, he can testify firsthand just how bad it is.
I was there one day. I got mugged there. Luckily, I had some cash in my pocket, and I took that and ran, but put a gun to my back or a knife. I don't know what it was.
Beyond the concern of possibly being robbed or mugged, he gets why people may just want to stay away from the area at this point.
About a month ago, there was a lady shooting up heroin. She looked completely dead.
Smart says the people that are especially suffering from this are business owners and tenants in the property space, some already deciding not to renew their lease. Smart has brought his information and security camera footage to the city council, saying they need to formulate some sort of a plan that doesn't just pass this burden onto another block of Salt Lake. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Now tomorrow we will have another in-depth report on this issue, this time hearing from members of the city council and their thoughts on what can possibly be done to help improve safety. KSL News Time, 12:49. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, you have that one problem spot for us.
We do, but it's completely out of traffic. This is in Draper, northbound I-15 at 114 South. And the vehicles are actually pulled over to the shoulder. They're sitting in between the exit ramp and the main flow. That's what we call the Gore area. So you're not going to see that it's going to cause any kind of slowdowns. In fact, no delays on any of the Valley freeways. We do have a crash called out at State Street and 3400 South. At Friendly Home Services, get a Friendly AC tune-up for $33 or $2,500 off a new AC with installation. Call or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 59. Today's sky's clearing for the rest of the afternoon. Tomorrow, more sunshine. And we're up to 65. And then it really warms up Wednesday, 76 the high. And mostly sunny skies. Warmer still on Thursday. The sun shining in a high of 82 and 83 with the sun on Friday. A few more clouds on Saturday. Still up to 83. And then more clouds on Sunday, 77. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Cloudy and 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, it's a mixed day for the markets with the NASDAQ right now down more than 300 points. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
At Intermountain Healthcare, we understand that COVID hasn't stopped babies from being born, emergencies from happening, or the need for doctor visits. We all still have health needs. So at Intermountain, we continue to have measures in place to safely care for you now and in the future. So please, don't put off the care you need, especially for stroke-like symptoms, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or other urgent care. We continue to be here for you. Visit intermountainhealthcare.org to learn how to get the care you need.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest-standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's tried to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role. So how does ZipRecruiter do it so quickly? ZipRecruiter's technology matches your job up with the right people for your role and invites them to apply, so you get brilliant candidates fast.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Eric here with Wasatch Heat Cable. Winter was mild, but we've still seen ice dams on homes and businesses all over this area. That's no surprise. The process of thawing and freezing causes this regardless of snowfall amounts. But now that spring is finally here, let us come out and take a look at your roof. You can save 40% today. With this warm weather, not only is it a time of year to save big on installations, it's also prime time for us to inspect systems, perform critical maintenance, and do repairs so you don't end up with a big ice dam in the middle of January. With spring projects underway, inspecting your heat cable is one you'll want to add to the list. At Wasatch Heat Cable, we have the right equipment and knowledge to find issues in your cable system and detect it early. This is what we do, and we've been doing it for 20 years. We've got install technicians standing by ready to serve you. Call today to save 40% on your heat cable inspection. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit WasatchHeatCable.com. Call today to save 40% on your heat cable inspection.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 12:53. A New York City police officer is being hailed as a hero after sprinting to save the life of a little girl. ABC's Sherry Preston has the story.
Gunfire in New York's Times Square, and one of the first cops there to help, Officer Alyssa Vogel.
When I arrived on scene, I had ran up to two other officers that were on the floor with another victim that was shot. I had asked them if they needed help, and he had said she's okay for now, but there's a baby up the block that I think is shot.
And that's when she took off running and didn't slow down.
I just had an instinct to pick her up and run her to the ambulance that was down the block, and that's when I sprinted with her.
That four-year-old girl hit in the leg, and while many are calling Officer Vogel a hero, she sees things differently.
This little girl is the strongest person I've ever seen. For somebody who has just been shot, she was just standing there, you know, obviously scared, but she wasn't crying or anything. She only yelled when we were tightening the tourniquet because that's very painful, but she was very calm for somebody who was in a very traumatic situation.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Mother's Day weekend meant bigger crowds at U.S. airports. The Transportation Security Administration says its agents screened slightly more than 1.7 million people on Sunday. That is the highest number since March of last year. Airlines say most of the people that are flying right now are leisure travelers that are staying here in the U.S. KSL Drives. Federal investigators are looking into multiple complaints about steering failures on more than a million Honda Accords. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's received dozens of complaints. Honda says it's received 77 more. The probe covers Accords made between 2013 and 2015. Harley-Davidson is hoping that you will opt to buy a bike that doesn't have a distinctive roar, because everybody knows what a Harley-Davidson sounds like. The iconic motorcycle maker is launching its LiveWire brand for a line of electric motorcycles. The battery-powered bikes will be made by Harley-Davidson, but will carry their own brand. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 76 points, sitting at 34,854. S&P 500, it's down by 33. The NASDAQ, though, it is down now by 326 points. That's nearly 2.5%. Officers to the rescue after an unusual Mother's Day DUI. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Of all days and of all people to get a DUI, a flower delivery guy on Mother's Day. It happened in Fairfield, California, Sunday. Police responding to a crash and arresting a driver who had a bunch of bouquets to be delivered. So what did the officers do? Yep, they delivered all the flowers themselves, tweeting they hoped to get the flowers to their destinations on time and wished everyone a happy Mother's Day. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
You gotta love that. KSL News Time, 12:56.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.